Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Phyllis Green is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Phyllis is a new friend. She's the chairman of Green Advertising, the author of a new book called Fired at 50. But before she was a small business owner, before she became an entrepreneur, she toiled the fields of corporate America for a long time, becoming a very successful executive in the TV world, in the retail advertising world, and then one day, completely out of the blue, at least at that time to her it was, she probably could have seen it coming if she'd been paying more attention. She got fired, and that set her on a new path that we're gonna benefit from that story right now. Phyllis Green, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, Jim.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on being fired.
Well, that's an interesting way to state it. But what I thought was the worst day of my life turned out to be the best day of my life.
I mean it. Listen, I got as my audience knows, I was downsized twice in the 80s, 18 months apart. And 3 years later, after the second time, 3 years after that, I went back to both of the people who fired me and thanked them.
Well, I can relate to that because we're dealing with this today as well. This isn't a story of 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
Today, people who think they're at the peak of their careers, they've done everything right, the education, the degrees, the work experience, and suddenly the company downsizes, as
right.
you say, or they're acquired by another company, and the next day they're out of a job. So it's something very relevant to people today, well as it was when you and I were fired.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that became, we started learning it in the 70s, but it became abundantly clear from 85 on, probably. And that is that job security has always, it hasn't always been an illusion, but for the last 30, 40 years, job security is an illusion, isn't it?
There's no such thing as job security.
Yeah.
I feel you have to continually reinvent yourself. And we used to call it promoting yourself, Jim. Today we call it building your brand.
Exactly.
You know, you, I, everyone listening, we're each individual people with our own set of skills and attributes. Mm-hmm. We're our own brand. But for years, we just identified with the job that we had.
Tell us what you were doing. Tell us what you were doing around the time that you got the word. What was going on in those days?
I was at the top of my game. I had worked at television stations in Miami, Indianapolis, Boston, and then of course the Big Apple, New York. I was at the WABC, which is the ABC affiliate. Then I was promoted to the network. So I thought I had everything going.
You even had skills that was unique in the industry that people were looking for.
That's true. I was at the right place at the right time. I had a smattering of retail background, so I was able to talk to the top people at stores like Macy's and Bloomingdale's. And this, mind you, was the mid to late 80s, mm-hmm. where they were uncomfortable with television.
Right.
So I was a pioneer.
You bridged the gap and put money in. You found new money for the TV network.
I took them out of the newspaper, which was their comfort zone, and introduced them. They were still calling it electronics, not even television. So I was a pioneer, and I really carved a good deep niche for myself. And you ask, what was I doing? Well, I was in a network building, great office, and Disney bought ABC, and
that should have been the flag that went up.
You're so smart. That should have been the red flag.
Yep.
But you know, you think you're doing a great job, and you don't realize the situations you have no control over. So a week later, 300 people were fired, and I was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sure, 2 weeks later, in the same city, I'm on the same street, Avenue of the Americas, 36 blocks south at the New York State Unemployment Office.
Wow.
And it wasn't a good place to be. I felt, truthfully, and you can relate to this,
Absolutely.
Felt stripped of my identity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was the same person I was 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have a job. Everyone around me seemed to be smart and working.
You probably still had some obligations, too.
Very much so.
What was your next move?
Well, I didn't do everything right. I mean, I felt at this today, in the day we live in now, there's really no stigma to being out of a job, being mm-hmm. downsized, being fired.
That doesn't make it hurt less, though.
But at the time, I felt I did not tell the world. So I give different advice today. I did take a series of freelance jobs, mm-hmm. and it was interesting because one of them was for a radio station owned by Paul Simon and Lorne Michaels mm-hmm. and his brother Eddie, and it was a good experience, but after a year of juggling freelance, I knew, and as you say, with your audience, that business was the place for me,
mm-hmm.
that if I started a small business, I could control my destiny. Whatever mm-hmm. that would be, I was in control.
Well, and what you were saying to yourself was, whether it's wrong or whether it's right, whether it's a mistake or an opportunity, it belongs to me.
Right, and I'm going to take the chance.
That's right.
I'm going to take the chance, and what I find is that nobody wants to fail. We all want to succeed. But if you don't take chances, you're mm-hmm. never going. You may fail, but you're never going.
And
to
And you
succeed.
Didn't want to be on your deathbed wondering why you if what it could have been like.
I didn't think I had a choice. You know, people
yeah.
ask what motivated me. I think fear motivated me the most. It's a great motivator,
yeah.
isn't it?
And two teenagers and two mortgages will do it too for you. So you started your business, Green Advertising.
Right. I started very small, Subchapter S, out of a condo I was living in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Right.
And started small, and I knew how to sell.
What was your product? What were you selling?
I was selling marketing, advertising, which was not easy, but I felt that I knew how to sell. I did not have the ABC umbrella over my
mm-hmm.
shoulder, but it's a numbers game, and you make enough calls, you knock on enough doors.
Were you ever as proud of yourself and what you were doing as you were in those days, even when you didn't know if you were going to make it?
I don't know if I was proud of myself. I was motivated. Absolutely.
I just remember as frightening as it was, as much as I still thought I might be making a mistake, as much as I was all the obligations I had, I still just remember being proud that whatever I was doing was going to be mine.
Was going to be yours.
Yeah.
I remember opening my first bank account
and
getting
my
first logo.
Even though you didn't get to keep the money, right? Hold on to that thought. The book is called Fired at 50, A Survivor's Guide.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.